Mexico is hoping to hit its own jackpot with American-style gambling. The sound of slot machines or the roulette wheel hasn't been heard in Mexico since 1934, when former President Lázaro Cárdenas banned casino gambling because of political pressures and moral opposition. But tourist officials in Mexico City have revived the idea as a way to draw Americans and their dollars. Baja California tourism director Juan Tintos says the proposal before the Mexican Congress would set up a federal gaming commission.
The draft of the bill doesn't contemplate a whole deal of casinos, a whole number of casinos, but only a first package of maybe 14 establishments throughout Mexico. One of them, just one of them, being in Tijuana and outside any hotel.
Gustavo Almaraz is a lobbyist representing a group of Mexican-American businessmen who want to legalize casinos. He says the project has support from Congress and Mexican President Vicente Fox.
Tijuana needs something to compete with San Diego. Right now, it has nothing to offer. The casino is very important for Tijuana residents. It would generate a flow of tourists.
Although the federal government is the main player in the casino project, political support in Baja California is key. Governor Eugenio Eulerduit Walther, who took office November 1st, said in a recent interview that the idea needs more study. While casino gambling is not legal, people here have long been able to bet on high-lie, horses, and dogs. Toronto-based Thunderbird Gaming operates 7 casinos throughout Latin America. Vice President Peter Watson says the company would bid on a full-scale casino in Mexico if solid rules are in place beforehand.
The Mexican culture, assuming that you can do this kind of thing without corruption and without, graft and the types of things that have, in some instances, historically plagued other ventures in Mexico, I think that it's a very good market for gaming.
Tourism officials in Mexico's capital have been pushing for the casinos, but Baja Tourism Director Tinto says he's not so sure it will work in Tijuana. He says many Mexicans already travel to Indian-run casinos in neighboring San Diego to gamble.
I myself have been a very strong critic of the idea. Unfortunately, there are some people who think that the next day any casinos open, there will be millions of tourists and dollars coming in. I myself do not think that would be necessarily the case.
Other critics oppose casinos on moral grounds. They note a long tradition linking casinos to money laundering, drugs, and prostitution in Mexico. For now, it's unclear whether tourism operators can convince the Mexican Congress to reopen casino doors. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Tijuana, Mexico.